From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a new ceasefire is scheduled to take effect within hours in Syria. The Syrian government and several rebel groups have agreed to a nationwide ceasefire beginning at midnight Syrian time Friday. As with previous halts in fighting, the deal applies to the Syrian military and the rebels opposing, but not to militant groups such as Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Russia, which backs Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Turkey, which supports rebel groups, said they will guarantee the truce. The ceasefire comes after Turkey, Syria, and Russia last week said they were ready to broker a peace deal in the six-year war. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday called the ceasefire fragile, but said it had the support of the Syrian government and the main forces of the armed opposition. VOA's Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf has more on that.
We have to be cautious, of course, because we've seen announcements similar to this in the past, not just with the ceasefire, but also with Russia saying that it could scale back some of its forces. And then we saw the, continued assaults with Russian backing and increased military involvement, both in the Mediterranean and then over in the skies over Syria.
Turkey has suggested if this Syrian ceasefire does take hold, the Syrian government and opposition groups would be present in a scheduled meeting to be held next month in the Kazakhstan capital of Astana with Russia, Iran, and Turkey. There have been several attempts to secure a nationwide ceasefire in Syria. The most recent was in September, but it lasted only a bit over a week. This is VOA News. A Russian military official said Thursday there was no explosion on board the plane that crashed Sunday in the Black Sea, killing all 92 people on board. Lieutenant General Sergei Bienatov, who is leading the military commission investigating the crash, said that conclusion from analysis of the plane's flight data recorders does not yet rule out the possibility of terrorism as a cause. Investigators are also looking at the possibility that bad fuel, pilot error, or mechanical failure were at fault. The plane was on its way from Sochi to Syria and was carrying members of a military ensemble that was due to perform a New Year's concert for Russian soldiers at a base near Latakia. Four people have been killed in what state-run media in China describes as a terrorist attack at a Communist Party office in that country's rowdy western region of Xinjiang. Local authorities say four Islamic militants detonated homemade explosives Wednesday that killed one person and injured three others, that according to the official Xinhua news agency. The report said police then fatally shot the four attackers and described the event as a terrorist attack. Hundreds of people have been killed in the border region of Xinjiang in recent years because of ongoing violence between the Muslim Uyghur people and the Han Chinese, the ethnic majority. German authorities have released a Tunisian man detained on suspicion of involvement in the truck attack on a Berlin Christmas market last week that killed 12 people. A spokeswoman for the federal prosecutor's office said further investigation has shown that the arrested person was not the possible contact person of Anis Amri, and therefore he was released. Investigators found the mobile phone number of the released 40-year-old Tunisian stored in the phone of Amri. A spokesman added that the truck's automatic braking system stopped the vehicle at 70 to 80 meters after it hit the market, avoiding more casualties. A human rights lawyer says three convicted criminals have been secretly executed in the first hangings in Nigeria since 2003. The executions breach a seven-year moratorium on the death penalty there. Chino Obiagwu of the Legal Defense and Assistance Project says three men who had been death row inmates for 20 years were hanged in Benin prison in southern Edo State on December 23rd. All had been convicted of armed robbery. And actress Debbie Reynolds, the star of the 1952 classic Singing in the Rain, has died. She was 84. Her son Todd Fisher said Reynolds died Wednesday, one day after her daughter Carrie Fisher, who was 60, died. He said the stress of his sister's death was too much for his mother. Reynolds was not yet 20 when she won a starring role with Gene Kelly in Singing in the Rain. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.